This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
The Kavanin. So we ended up Perek Gevira, Kavanin, all the mitzvahs. And now, in Perek Hamishi, he's going to describe other parts of the Bria. He had spoken about Adam being the central focus and so on. And now he's going to speak about other parts of Bria. So it's very important to remember, when we speak about Malachim, Shadim, and so on, Adam is still the most important one. Chalkei Bria, Klabriyam Shnayim. If we can divide Bria up into two parts, Gashmim v'Ruchnim. A Gashmim, Heim Amurgoshim Echusheinu. The physical Brias are those that we can sense with our senses. Let's understand this also. This is a very important part. It's not clear which is the Sibur of a Seiveb. In other words, imagine Ahmantan, somebody's blind. So for him, the world doesn't consist of colors or shapes, you know, well, it does consist of shapes because you can tell, but light, dark colors exist for him. But it doesn't mean that light or dark is be'etzim a different type of quality than sharp or round. It just, for him, his chushim are limited. My question is over here, when we say that he's defining the world of Gashmi as tangible to our chushim. So then the pshat is, Akash Baruch could have given us a six, lamashal, magnets are not really, we can't feel it with our chushim. We can see the magnetic field through something else, but that doesn't make magnetism into ruchnius. In other words, is this a defining factor or just telling me something like that? And it comes in two varieties, Elyonim Tachtoinim. Elyonim Heim Kolal Agroma Shemaimim. The Elyonim are everything in Shemaim, Galgalim Kechaveim. Tachtoinim Heim Kolal Shechal HaGalga Tachtin, Oretz Maim Avir, V'cholma B'chir Min Aguf Heim Goshen. I want to talk about this because this is an important nekuda in many other sfarim. He says, our world is divided between Galgalim Kechaveim and things on the planet Earth. So some Tkufis, Lamash the Rambam, believed that the Garmei Shemayim don't follow exactly the laws. They sort of are physical, but they don't really follow the laws of this world. Aristotle, everybody that Tkufa thought so. And therefore, it's listed as a separate category. It's like somewhere between people and malachim. The we don't see it that way today. I mean, we've sent rockets up on the moon as racks. You can go downtown and see those racks. So they're physical bodies. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the world down in front of us, he put it down in a way that there's a part of the Bria that's tangible, and a part of the Bria that's beyond. Garmei Shemayim, we never touch. We can send up a rocket and down, but in our world, Garmei Shemayim appear to us as being of somewhat of a different nature. It's giving us a hint that there's something beyond this world. And that's why Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Ratzasav, Adam, it's telling me that there are things that are really, really beyond us. So we can see them, but tachlis, they seem to be running with a very different mahalak. So even though we know that in practice, physically, they're the same as physical beings, but the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented it to us, the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Shaykhus it is as something beyond. So that's why it's important to bear in mind, and that's why the possibility of Mazolus exists over there. This is an area that is, to us, quasi-physical. Ruchniyim, hey nivroyim mishalolam migeshem. A ruchni is something that is devoid of geshem, built to migeshem mechushenu, not sense by Achushim. Mischalkim b'shtei minim. Now, the Ramchal is defining this, that Ruchni is not something that we can define in any meaningful way. Just like Hashem, we define a lot by what he's not. He's not a goof, he's not many, he's not this, he's not that, because that works for us. Defining Hashem, what he is, doesn't work for us. The same thing when you speak of Ruchnius, the only things, so let's go back to the Marshall with a blind person. So a blind person has different things that he senses. He senses sharpness, he senses with his hands, he senses taste, he hears things. What about sight? How does he define sight? He can only define sight by what's not, and therefore he can't define sight positively because he has nothing to associate it with. So therefore he can say sight is that which exists that I do not feel with any of my senses. So here also, Haruchniyam Nivarim Shulolim Begeshem, built in Gashu Hushenu. We can't make a positive statement what a Ruchnistic being is because we don't have a way. Any statement we make about something translates back to a basic sense of things. So, well, you know, anything I'm describing its shape, its taste, its color, its texture, but something that has none of that, what can it describe? So therefore, it would describe it only what it's not. It's got no physical attribute to it. And there are two types, echod neshamis. One is neshamis. So you have two very different types of ruchnistic beings. What are they? Haneshamis he min nevroim ruchniim. His az the love to haguf, ligovel besoichay v'likasha v'bekesha amitz v'lifal po pulo shonos bezmanim shonim. So a neshama has itself the extraordinary attribute that it's built to inhabit a guf. It's something which is a stira kind of. I mean, you know, a guf is not supposed to be, Dabar Ruchni is not supposed to have shayches, but Kadosh Baruch Hu created ruchnistic entities that are shayched specifically to a guf. And it says in the Gemara says, at Shechala neshamas min haguf, that there's a vessel called guf that contains all the neshamas that need to come out to this world. And the neshama is a being whose mitzias is meant to be with the guf dafka. Nivdolim are those that have no shaykhs ever to have shaykhs to a guf, whereas a neshama is created in a way that it's going to be kosher with the guf. Nivdolim, which are malachim, you know, that's the easiest one. So they're built in the guf is klal. Nechlokim shechalokim, they have two divisions. Ha'echod nikar kochos, v'asheni malachim. One is called kochos, and one is called malachim. So, v'gamhei mimalos rabbeis v'shonos, but I'm chukim tivim mitziusam kivim alasem and gaseim. Acheretzuk l'koysa minim rabim shal sug echot shu sug ha-malachi. So he says, interesting point over here. He says the malachim come in different madregas, that the Rambam says already. The Rambam says you rate the malachim by how much understanding or Kadosh Baruch Hu they have, the kefi their darga of haskola navana. And then he says, but he says, "V'lehem chukim tivim mitziusam." Sorry. There is a set order and structure to their mitzias. This is an incredible point that distinguishes malachim from Kadosh Baruch Hu. A malach has a mitzias that we don't have shaychus to, but it has klolim to it. They obey the laws of physics of the ruchnistic world. A malach like this or like that, a malach does like that. The Seder, the Gemara says, this malachim says shir for those malachim can do this, those malachim can't do that. They still are bound to a Seder. When we talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's why the people tend to put malachim and a Kadosh Baruch Hu together as being kind of ruchnistic beings, but he's kind of the president. They're like the vice president or something like that. That's the way people look at it. Certainly, Goyim look like that. Look at it like that. No, it's a world of difference. We're like Malachim, like Hashem Baruch's own world. Malachim follow Seder, certain laws that apply to them. So the Marshal Kabbalah will speak about the Ruchnistika world and the Klolim and the things that go on there. In other words, so it's abstract language because we're dealing not with non-physical entities, and therefore it's a very different type of nature. But this Malach can't do that, the Malach can't do two Shlichas, Malachim say Shira, Malachim do this. All of those are a Mahalach. They fit into a Mahalach because in Ephraim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu first made the concept of a world of Nivdalim, and in Mela there are all sorts of Mahalchim with it, all sorts of structure and Seder Advarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no Shaykhs to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only with Soinius Baruch, and we cannot put him into a box that he has to. Yeah.
Okay. So Rabbi says it's when Rabbi's up until what you just said, Baruch Hashem. So basically, through what Rabbi's saying is that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no meaning in our Musakim, has no Shaykhs, like just like in our world, just like there's a Metzias in our world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond that. So it's the same thing also, I'm saying, Neged that, meaning the world of Shemayim, whatever, Malachim and Ruchnim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also doesn't have Shaykhs, meaning the same way?
Yes. Also beyond and those, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as distinct. They're the product of a system. Since the Nevroim, they're part of if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something, he created it with certain gedarim, in order that it does a shlichus, does this, does that. Masha'ein kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kadmoin, and therefore it's impossible to say that there is something that precedes HaKadosh Baruch Hu that dictates anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right, so it's the same. It's like Neged Arwa in Teva. Right?
Correct. Except they have a Teva Ruchnius.
Right.
But that's why all these klolim, Malach can and can't do, and so on and so forth. Those are all, even the klolim in Kabbalah, a klolim about certain hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This hanhaga happens now. This hanhaga happens that. Then this goes here. This goes there. Those are all a description of a natural flow of hanhaga, but that's already when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to do things through hanhaga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to overstep it, so there is no there's nothing I can describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shatzmei, because it's spontaneous. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and wants it, that's what he does. Correct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be in a Tevedika framework. It's helpful for us. We can only understand things that come in a structure. If I tell you, if you want to figure out how a car works, that's easy. You sit down, you learn every piece, and it's much to be like that, and that's that. When you want to know a horse, what it feels like going, it doesn't feel like going, it's harder. It's, Itim, sometimes he wants to go to horse, sometimes he doesn't want to go, sometimes he has a mood, sometimes he doesn't have a mood. It's much harder to turn it that way. Anything within the world that we can learn is has structure to it. That's how our mind works. It's the only way it works. So that hagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, the chelik of the chachma that we learn, is a chelik of chachma that dictates how the process works, how that hagas works. Anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's Britzoni Yisparach, and that's that. No shaykh is it. Okay, I think we'll hold it here.